When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Kalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Welcome back to the Junkies Holiday Show. We're coming to you from the Sportsbook, the BetMGM Sportsbook and Lounge at MGM National.
Everybody, thank Richmond John.
Richmond John with the live music. Bring us in and out. It sounds amazing. We've got a great crowd here. And I think the crowd is bearing gifts today, which is a great thing because Drab and Valdez cooked up the idea of, well, why don't we have people just bring gifts to us here at MGM National Harbor?
Yeah, we have
our holiday show.
We have a lot of gifts for you guys.
We have a lot of gifts. So if you guys have gifts that you brought, you can find either Drab or Valdez, and then we'll pull some balls from the hopper and figure out who gets the gifts.
I love receiving gifts. Yeah,
all right. I gotta say, we have the best listeners ever.
Yeah.
We've been doing the show for 28 years.
No doubt. Right? No doubt.
I know.
Look at this, by the way. I'm trying to make the rounds out there. I'd like to say hello to everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Great crowd. Make some noise here. We're at the Sportsbook, MGM National Harbor. Talking about gifts, I'll give them a quick shout out. I just met a listener who said that we inspired them to start their own podcast, the Brolay Podcast.
Very good. Excellent.
So find that, whatever. I got a koozie.
All right. The first number that I drew out of the hopper, conveniently, is in the 20s.
That's you.
28. So right. Flakes is the guy who gets the gifts that are in the 20s. So I have in this red envelope.
So I have your first gift right here.
Oh, you do?
Yes, right here.
So that's the first
gift. That's your first gift.
All right, so I will...
For all of us or just cakes?
Just cakes, because he won the hopper.
I hope this is a silly.
It is a silly.
It says Junkies on the envelope.
It's a gift card.
It's a very festive envelope, might I say.
Plain white.
All right, let's see. Let me take it out here.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, it's handwritten.
Cakes got a $25 gift card to an OnlyFans.
Oh. So you already knew what it was.
Yes.
There it is.
So he has.
Spend it well. Spend it well.
So hold on.
I have OnlyFans and OnlyFans. Yeah. This Christmas.
OnlyFans.
Let me put that on my computer right now. Okay.
Amy Alville's going to be very upset. But look, it's a gift.
Is this someone that came today?
Yeah, someone came today. He handed us your gift.
Is this from a guy? Yeah. You know what? It's not his OnlyFans.
It's a gift card to any OnlyFans you want.
I was about to rip this into a million pieces.
Yeah. Here, do the hopper again. We have another gift.
Do the hopper again.
You know that we have.
All right. G49. That means this is for Bishbuck.
Bishbucks. Hand it down. This is from Carl.
What is it?
I don't know.
That's some pooch.
It's definitely some top shelf liquor.
I don't know, not necessarily top shelf cakes.
Yeah, that's true. It's a very good point.
Oh, it's heavy. I'll tell you that.
Get some bourbon.
So that's for you.
This is our favorite bit. We might do this the rest of the show.
Hey, there's a lot of gifts. By the way, there's a lot of gifts down here.
Very good. It's perfect.
I love it.
Awesome. Nice.
Jason is unwrapping.
Angels Envy. Oh, look at that.
That's good.
That's good.
Who had this?
I don't even know bourbon. I know that's good.
Oh,
that's,
thank you very
that's
much.
That's quality brown.
Who, gave, this?
Carl has a whole bunch of gifts.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very good. Yes. I don't know if you saw.
Do the hopper again.
Merry Christmas to you.
Just to interject for a second, just while it's on my mind, because remember, I blew the .06.
Yeah.
There's a South Bowie Community Center legend here, EB.
Really?
So EB, Cakes, and I, Cakes to a lesser extent, used to play pickup hoops when we were 12, 13, 14 years old now, at the South Bowie Community Center.
Through probably age 21, 22.
Yeah. Who had the best jumper?
I think I'm
who had the best jumper that you can remember?
Is it Brian Green?
Brian Green.
I'm looking at him
giving
right there.
Him a shout-out.
That's a South Bowie legend
he
right there.
He was the Larry Bird of South Bowie.
Give that guy props.
Cheers.
If you saw him on the court, you're not getting the next game because that guy had next all the time.
Hold on. I met Brian
He's
before.
He's a baller.
I've met Brian before. Sure.
Cakes, do the hopper again. We have more guests.
All right. I have a number right here. Oh, look at that. I-29. I'm in the 20s. So
oh, Cakes, this is for you.
I'm pretty empty-handed today.
Yeah, I know. What's going on?
Friggin' rigged hopper.
It's not rigged at all. It's all legit.
All right.
All right, let's see here.
What do we have, Cakes?
I mean, that's hooch as well.
No, it's not. It's a Ion Bottles. Let's see.
I don't know. It, like, purifies your water or something.
Yeah, you know what? I don't even love water, but maybe this gets me to drink more water. So thank you. Yeah. This might be from our guy, Bobby Waters. So thank you.
All right, one more gift.
All right.
One more gift.
Spin the freaking rigged hopper. Go ahead.
It's not rigged at all. This is all legit. N39. That means JP gets a gift.
Oh.
EB bypassed again.
EB has gotten nothing.
EB gets
it's my favorite day. Receive gifts and I receive nothing.
Yeah.
That's from our guy, Bobby Waters, as well. Very Atlas good. Body Works. Give him a shout out.
Bobby.
Longtime listener of the show. Used to take care of us in the fashion sense, Cakes. He used to work at Nordstrom.
He used to be my personal haberdasher.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, yeah. That's correct. Okay. Back in the day.
Nice.
Many moons
hooked
ago.
Me up with a... Brighten Up. Works on all skin tones.
Oh, very nice.
There you go.
What is it, like a tanning kit or something? What is that?
Oh, I don't know.
Hold on. All we got to do the hopper again. This is a great gift right here.
Spin the wheel.
This is a great gift.
Hold on. He's going to explain what that is.
What is it?
Hold on. What?
Oh, jeez. I can't say that on the
it's
air.
It's like some sexual thing?
It's a bleach
thing?
Kit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
JP can
I don't need that.
Yeah.
That's the best gift of the day.
I know.
Hold on.
JP loves that.
That's like to bleach your privates?
Yeah. Apparently so.
I know.
You already got that.
Nobody needs that gift. I can tell you that right now.
Hold on, one more.
Our EB, you're hosed again. The number is G47.
All right.
That's old Bish Buck.
All right, here we go.
How come Bickle can't get hooked? Do you want me to just pass it down?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, his odds are improving.
What is?
He has more balls in the hopper than anybody.
All right. You got dude wipes.
Who's his wife?
Everyone loves dude wipes.
Love dude wipes. And a manscaper.
T gets sized for that.
Trust me, Jason could use that.
Trust me. Valdez could use that.
Valdez is the one.
You have no clue. Zippy clue.
Thank you very much.
I could definitely use these.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're going to use those in your room in about
thank you very
45
much.
Minutes.
All right, hold on. I got one Merry more Christmas. Gift. I got right, one spin. More gift.
Spin it.
All right.
All right. The number is...
All right.
Jason gets hooked again.
Oh, look at this.
N41.
EB gets hoard hard.
All the gifts are going down this way.
Let me take a drink real quick.
I'm fine.
I know you don't care about
everybody
these.
Everybody have a drink real quick.
Yeah, cheers. Cheers,
aren't we supposed to go on to the next cocktail? Oh, is this
it's
it?
It's right here.
Yeah, right there. Ricky.
What are you doing?
I didn't see it.
We're enjoying it. This is
what we got here.
Yeah, this is the, hold on.
I don't know. It's the EB
Silly. It's the EB's Frosty Cheer.
Emoji golf ball.
Well, I like this one.
Vodka, Duke and Dame, salted caramel, whiskey, and Bailey's.
No,
that
this,
is what we're.
This,
oh, look, you got tennis balls. Look at that.
Those are pickleball
balls. Pickleball balls. Give those to Cakes.
Give them Cakes needs these.
Yeah.
Thank you. Got pickleballs.
I know. He gets smoked by Mikey Bots.
Who's it from?
He would smoke me, no doubt. Thank you, Smitty.
Where's Smitty?
My man, Smitty
was disappointed because he wanted to place a live
Smitty.
Wager.
Thank you.
And there's not at 6 a.m. There's not that much.
Yeah, man, what's happening?
I thought there was horse racing.
You said there's always horse racing.
There's always horse Japanese horses going on.
All right, come on. I want to bet some exactas.
What?
There you go.
Did we blow our wad on the gifts? Are we through the gifts at this point?
Yeah.
In here.
Oh, I think we have one more. Right
oh,
here. Hold on. Let me spin the wheel.
We have
spin
another
it.
One.
Spin
right.
the wheel. Spin yeah. the wheel, Cakesy.
Spinning it.
Good. What is it?
Yeah, Jason just got another
42.
44.
Yeah. He'd be so
Jason
bitter right
hooked.
Now.
All right, pass it down to Jason. Jason's a big winner.
Schmitty said someone stole some Callaways out there.
All right, what do you got?
Oh, he's got scratchers.
All butt size.
From Brian?
I'd steal those from you in a second.
Where's Brian?
I believe Peter from the Burke coming with an emergency gift.
Thank you very much.
All right, let me spin the wheel again.
I know.
All right. Some scratchers.
Maybe I'll be a bingo caller in my old age. EB, you get hooked. I-17.
That's me?
That
for
is
sure?
you.
Are
yeah.
you sure?
All right. You're the 10s. I'm the 20s. JP's the 30s. All Jason's right. the 40s.
Man, this is a lot of stuff.
This is heavy. This could be a pain in the ass. Maybe I'm going to re-gift it. Oh, no.
Pretty good.
Oh, no. This looks like something homemade.
Oh, this look.
You got a notebook?
This is a photo album.
No, this is like old baseball cards.
Old oversized baseball cards from Peter from the Burke.
Yeah.
This is a very on-brand gift.
Well, hey, he's got a silly Eddie Murray
I like
there.
That.
This I could tell you this because I'm a nerd. This is 85 tops.
I mean, this is right in your wheelhouse, EB. This is a perfect gift for you.
How many Robin Younts you got in there?
I mean, what am I going to do with this? Jim Rice. There you go, Lurch.
That's my boy.
You got a Cal. We got an Ozzie Smith. Yeah. These things are worthless, right?
I've never seen those before.
Yeah, these big. Oh, Daryl Strawberry.
That's nice guy.
Thank you. I'll look at this once, and that'll be it.
This is the once right here. This is your once.
Peter, thank you.
Peter from Burke always comes with shtick.
He does, yes. He's well prepared.
He knew that I have a son who's a senior in high school and is hearing from colleges right now. So he had a book, and thank goodness – my son is actually silly in school.
Right.
But the book, can you show me the title? I don't know if you can read the title. Can you EB?
I'm sure you can read that from here.
But I'm 100.
I think it's like how to pay your kids' college tuition.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if I should announce this because he hasn't made his official decision.
I think
he's
been
waiting to hear for a
second. This is a hook job.
You should announce
job. I'm doing the running man right now. Full tuition scholarship to Syracuse.
Oh, very nice. That is
very nice.
$70,000 a year.
Ooh, that is
not quite, but close.
All right, close. 66. Pretty, but I'll round up.
Yeah.
That's all right. You're buying everything from here on out.
You just got a major pay raise.
That's if he goes there because he still wants to look at the U.
Will you tell him he's going there or he's going nowhere? Right, or become a plumber.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I just wrote my daughter's last tuition bill.
All right, very nice.
$8,400.
That's peanuts.
Oh my God!
Hey, you need to leave.
He pays more for that for high school.
And he could have been paying almost $70,000. I wrote a check for $8,400.
That's enough.
In state.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm very fortunate.
Hey, head out to the blackjack tables and win half of that, and you're good.
No, I got to stay away.
Or donate half of it, and then you're bitter.
I don't even think my kid
applied to Maryland.
He doesn't want
Cakes
to go to Maryland?
Convinced all his kids to go to Maryland.
They did a great job, Cakes.
That was their own choice. I did not
Can
steer them there,
this?
But I was glad I'm getting that in-state tuition.
David Falk went to Syracuse.
Yes.
And he's a good friend of ours.
David Falk School of Sports Management.
Was there a little hook?
Yeah, man.
I don't know. I don't know. Guess what? Not going to ask.
Yeah. Don't ask any questions there.
That's awesome.
That's incredible.
That's very good. That's great news.
No, but he got into South Carolina and got a big scholarship there, too.
South Carolina is nothing. Syracuse better.
Nah, I disagree.
A lot colder.
It's colder.
A lot colder.
I think it's South Carolina. I think Syracuse is a better school, though.
Oh, it might be a better school, but South Carolina, the weather,
no, I know.
SEC football. The only problem with South Carolina is the stadium is not on campus because it's in downtown.
No, I know where that stadium is.
Yeah, you got to take a bus. You got to take a bus to the stadium.
See, so you're done with your kids in college. Cakes is almost
pretty
done
close.
With his
pretty
kids
close
in college.
To done. Yeah.
EB has a kid in high school. I have a second grader, so I'm going to be doing this for a while.
I mean, you're going to see Santa later with your second grader. I mean, what are you doing with your life?
You know what? You need to take.
I mean, you're an involved father. That's great. But you shouldn't be involved on this day.
All right, Drabby, are we going to do, like, open up the open line audience or something? That was one of your bits. Like, can you tell us?
Oh, an Ask the Junks bit?
Well, if anybody has any great content, we got a wireless mic. We can always wander out in the
crowd. They don't have great content. At best, they have middling content.
Average content.
Okay, there you have it.
Yeah, anything better than Big John is a plus.
If you got better shtick than Big John.
He's the bar.
I thought John was good.
It was a good appearance for him.
So I missed it, EB. You actually think that the Commanders are going to win on Sunday?
I don't actually think that. I'm just – my heart is just – I'm just picking them. I'm picking them against.
He doesn't truly believe they're going to win.
No, no.
You know what? I'm looking at.
They can win, of course. But I mean, I think
of course they can.
If you put a gun to my head and it mattered, I would bet on them.
Right.
But I'm just. My emotion. My heart's getting the best of me, and I'm trying to come up with scenarios where we can pull.
Hey, Jason, I'm following your lead. I'm going to the Commanders Eagles game this Sunday.
Courtesy of.
Courtesy of our good friend. Have you ever heard of Jason Wright?
Nice. Oh.
Team president?
Well, he's not the team president. The Campbell Soup guy's the team president.
All right. Outgoing team president.
But you will be in the president's suite.
As he was outgoing, yes. I reached out, and I will be in the in a nice suite for the game.
Well, Cakes, here's a little radio insider.
Yes, good.
Cakes cannibalized me.
I did,
because
yes.
I first went to the game a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. courtesy of Jason Wright.
That's right.
And when I was there, I said, hey, my daughter is a huge Commanders fan. She would love to come when she comes home for Christmas.
Hey, it's Brian Arakpo. Get me off this wall, Kelsey. Why am I still up on your wall? Three people get the joke.
He texts me back. I got you.
Right.
Right? So Cakes then says, oh, you use that Jason Wright connection?
Correct.
Let me see if I can do that.
Right.
So he swoops in.
Yep.
Right. Crowbar sends a text to Jason Wright, who then just passes it to his assistant,
right.
Thais.
Right.
All right. Cakes gets his three tickets. A couple days later, I was like, hey, J-Dub, Kelsey's flying in on the 19th. Can I get tickets for the Eagles game like you said? The assistant says, oh, we're out of the room.
Fresh out.
We don't have space.
We're at capacity.
In the suite. Cakes cannibalized me.
I swooped in and got JP's tickets.
My brother was asking for tickets.
I know.
I said, text JP.
I'm talking to your brother, trying to hook him too.
Yeah.
But I did get tickets for the Falcons game.
Very good.
Oh, your
problem
watch.
Is Penix versus Jaden Daniels.
That got moved to a Sunday night, by
That's
the
right.
way.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be on like 2 hours of sleep
just
that night.
Just show up.
And my daughter's already going to be back in L.A.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. We appreciate Jason Wright.
He's been
good to the show.
Very cool
I think
to
this
us.
Year he's been senior advisor.
Yeah.
But he still has the president's suite. You'll have a good time.
So
sure I will.
It's Eagles, Falcons,
Cowboys.
Yeah.
They have to win at least.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
At least one.
At least
for
one.
Sure. Yeah.
Probably
for sure.
Two.
Well, if the one should be Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't really afford to lose to Atlanta. That
right.
Would, that
I mean, unless
hurt.
Atlanta loses to the Giants, but I'll be shocked if they lost to the Giants.
Right.
But if they beat the Giants and Washington loses Sunday,
right.
It's on.
Right.
It's a playoff game.
All right. Let's go to break. We'll come back and we can do open line audience.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to call us, or we'll talk to the people here at MGM National Harbor. It's a sports book. You know what? This is a great crowd.
It's an amazing crowd.
For early in the morning.
Love them.
You guys got to play some bets, have some drinks, have a good time. We're hanging out. It's our annual holiday drinking show right here on The Fan.